Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke. So why don't we go ahead and begin in a prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we just ask that this gospel may speak to our hearts just in a new and a unique way, and that we may profit from it. Amen. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again, he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with the 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." I think that this is such an amazing passage because Jesus compares himself to a seed. And in the other parts of the Gospels, our Lord says that unless we are like a grain of wheat that falls to the ground and die, right, and we will not bear much fruit. And so the Lord is actually, he's literally practicing what he's preaching. He's literally saying, "I am like a mustard seed," but not just like, I'm not like a watermelon seed, or I'm not like another seed. Like, I'm like the smallest possible seed. And I was hidden, and I was hidden in the world, and I wasn't seen by anyone of great stature or great authority, or it was just completely overlooked. I was just the smallest possible seed. And yet, what happens with the mustard seed? When it becomes fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky can dwell in its branches. And I think also, just like from a science standpoint, you look at a seed, and there is just so much genetic coding. Like, there is just so much just magnificence in the creation of God that, like, a seed, it will grow to a certain height, and it will have certain characteristics, and it will have certain features that are unlike any other seed or any other plant. And yet the Lord spent all that time creating something that is unique, that is replicable, that can just grow and produce an abundance of fruit. And then he gives us the other parable, which is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour. Again, yeast is like one of those like parts of baking bread that you know that you don't have it, right? Like if you don't have yeast, you're not really going to have bread. You're just going to kind of have a weird tasting dough. And yet the Lord is just calling us to become like that seed and to become like that yeast, right? We're actually so important, but we're not the main course, right? We're not the main center of attention. And so what's so beautiful about the Lord's calling to us is that we get to both die to ourselves and completely give of ourselves as well. We get to help create that leavened bread. We get to create just a little bit of yeast thrown in with 3 measures of wheat flour, create this whole batch of dough that people can then eat from and then feed from and just feast around. That's such an amazing opportunity. But then again, with being like a mustard seed, even though that we're the smallest possible seed, the Lord has great plans for us, that we will eventually one day become like a large bush where even the birds of the sky can dwell in its branches. And so right now, if you have been feeling like your work has just been overlooked or minuscule, or you haven't felt appreciated, or you feel like your kids don't thank you enough, or you feel like your coworkers just overlook all the work that you do, just know that you are in good company. Just know that the Lord himself, the God of the universe, the one who created all of the seeds, the one who created all of the universe, the one who created it all, humbled himself and compares himself to the smallest possible seed. He compares himself to literally yeast. And so we should be greatly encouraged, because it is in humility that the Lord has just so much fruit in store for us. And so I just encourage you to just continue to stay the course, to continue to press into your day-to-day life, and to continue to realize that you are one day going to be fully grown in a large bush where the birds of the sky can dwell in you. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke. And again, my name is Gabriel. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.